And we're going to return to this latest quarterly report from the central bank, which spells out the massive task of coming to grips with Ireland's housing crisis. In order to deal with pent-up demand as well as continuing population growth, 52,000 homes will need to be built every year for 25 years. That's a generation. But if the government wants to reduce the homes deficit over a decade, then nearly 70,000 homes will need to be built every year. Robert Kelly is the Director of Economics and Statistics at the central bank, and you're very welcome to studio, Robert. These numbers are big and the timescales are long, whether it's 10 years or 25 years. But what should they do? Should they, from an economic and a social point of view, should they be opting for the 10-year target or the longer 25-year target?
So I think when we think about those targets, the reality is moving up from where we currently are, even up to 20,000 more units, is challenging. And when we think about what those challenges are, it really points to having both financially and practically viable construction. And when we think about that, there's really three elements in the report which I describe as interconnected and interdependent. One, we need preparation of service land. The second one is an efficient planning process. And the third one is construction productivity to support that. Now, some of those elements have a fiscal spend that has budget impact, some less so. So if we take, for example, the service land, there's definitely clear motivation now to prioritise capital spending to generate service land. For example, we're talking about infrastructure here, such as fresh water, sewage water, electricity, communications, the whole suite that's needed to produce those. But other ones, let's say, as the efficient planning process. We had a piece in the last bulletin that showed the impact of having less efficient planning, where delays to construction mean we're caught for longer with higher inflation, and also you get less private investment. So there really is the mix of these policies that are needed to unlock viability within the construction centre before you start thinking about the financial element and the financial development needed.
We had an executive from Good Bodies in here recently talking about data they'd published on the land, the zoned residential land that we have, and pointing out that while we have, I think it was 40% of the land is in the wrong places. It's in the northwest. It's not in the south and in the greater Dublin area where it's needed. And you're talking about what we still need to do. Are the building blocks being put in place to do what you're talking about?
So it's certainly the case that we have seen a lot of active policy in terms of housing by the government over the last year or two, and we've seen a supply response. The real challenge here is how do we go from where we currently are up even to that 50,000 mark before we start thinking about accelerating even further towards the 70,000 units that we want to deal with the problem of, lower headship over the next decade.
If we don't do it, what are the consequences for this economy? And not just for the economy, for the people who live in this country.
So there is, to your point, there are two elements to this. There's a social element. We do know there's a lot of people now continuing to live in parental home as adults, for example, or people living in shared rental accommodations. There's a real social cost. But if we think about the economy point, it really does limit how much the economy can continue to grow. When we go out and we engage with firms up and down the country, we're hearing more and more the number one constraint is to get more employment is housing. They need to provide more housing for their employees, and they're finding, ingenious ways of finding new ways, maybe renting out hotel space, for example, to accommodate this. But they're short term. And we really are at a point now that this will slow down our potential growth. Yeah. And we can't fix this problem.
See, during the Celtic Tiger, we managed to build over 80,000 homes a year. Why can't we do that now?
So I think the circumstances are quite different now, but it does come back to those three core pieces. It is about ensuring we have the service land made available. It's ensuring we have the labour supply. We are quite labour constrained now. We do need to think about ways of, given those constraints, how do we create more housing from the same labour base? And that speaks to productivity. It speaks to thinking about more investment in more modern technologies. Like, there was a very good Department of Housing report where they looked at modular housing. A lot of the focus there was on cost reduction, 20 to 40% cost reduction. But the really important statistic in there also was 70% less labour. We need now to get more housing from our current labour base.
OK, would 14 billion Apple money make a big difference right now?
So obviously, the 14 billion is quite a lot of money, but another way of thinking about that, we talk commonly around excess corporation tax receipts to come into state. It is essentially approaching 1 year's worth of that. So when we think about money in the system, it's not necessarily the biggest consideration here. Those three viability things are really important.
You keep coming back to the main points of the land.
Viability, and really when we think about the public finances there, it's really about doing two things. One, managing the macroeconomy that we don't create overheating risks. And that's about the mix of overall spending and taxation. And also then thinking about other challenges in the system, such as aging demographics, digital transitions, climate change, for example. So there's a lot of potential trading off.
And you're also talking in this report about being at full employment and workers coming into this country, and you're talking about growth next year, I think running at about 3%. But will all that be impacted if we don't get the accommodation situation right?
So in essence, our forecast is based on our current, that we maybe will go from mid-30s up towards 40,000. That is the central forecast. So the reality is, if we want to see potential growth in the economy go higher than that 2.5%, 3%, we have to start building capacity. So there's two elements to this. One is the housing, but there's a more general infrastructure point. Of course, housing needs it, but also firms need it themselves. We need to think about the grid in terms of electricity supply, the water situation. So there's a big infrastructural challenge if we want to increase the level of potential growth in the economy.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming into us. That's Robert Kelly there, Director of Economics and Statistics at the Central Bank.